The paper we're diving into today is called Fine Structure Constant from Primes and G over Micro Zero Alpha Squared from LN2, A Unification of Electromagnetism with Gravity, written by John Wissol.
Yeah, it's quite a title. John Wissol, independent researcher, and he seems to be aiming for nothing less than cracking open some of the biggest puzzles in physics. Specifically, how to unite electromagnetism and gravity, and maybe even solve the dark matter and dark energy conundrum along the way.
That's a tall order. The fundamental problem Wissol tackles is, can the fine structure constant, usually called alpha, actually be expressed in terms of something as fundamental and pure as the sequence of prime numbers? And then, can you bridge gravity and electromagnetism by connecting G, the gravitational constant, with the electromagnetic constants, using, of all things, the natural logarithm of 2.
Right. So for anyone who's like, why should I care about alpha? It's this dimensionless number that shows up everywhere in physics, especially with how electrons interact with light. Feynman called it
one of the greatest damn mysteries of physics.
Physicists have measured it to, what, 12 decimal places now?
Exactly. And John Wissol claims his formula, based on a thing called the prime constant, actually reproduces every one of those measured digits just by using, like, the first 10 or 20 prime numbers. He describes alpha as a sort of root scaffolding for the entire universe, almost mystical, but grounded in hard math.
What's wild is his main formula for 1 over alpha. It's a Pythagorean-style relationship, where the base is 137, already close to 1 over alpha, and the height comes from a function involving the prime constant, which encodes all primes in a binary sequence. If you plug the numbers in, you wind up with 137, 0359990084, and a bunch more decimals, which matches CODATA's official value almost absurdly closely.
He goes further, too, listing 12 entirely different ways to calculate alpha, crossing between quantum, atomic, and classical values through ratios like the Bohr radius over the electron charge radius or Planck charge over elementary charge. Wissol claims these relationships don't just look pretty, they hold up under the evolving scales of the universe as time passes and all the units grow together.
That's where his whole thing about covariant scaling comes in. So, what he's saying is, our SI units aren't truly fixed across cosmic time. He thinks the Planck scale, physical constants, even mass and seconds, are actually entwined with the age of the universe, and that our fixed measurements are shadows of a deeper, evolving geometry.
Which supposedly helps explain why things like dark energy and dark matter have cropped up in cosmology. They're, in his words, fudge factors compensating for not accounting for expanding metrics in a spherical universe.
He even argues that the mysterious G over mu zero alpha squared, that's G divided by the magnetic permeability of free space and by alpha squared, can be written as a simple formula involving the natural log of 2, and that brings gravity and electromagnetism together in one single ratio.
And here's where it gets almost poetic. He talks about the cosmic event horizon as a quantum computer, with the primes and logarithms acting like the binary and qubit language for reality.
To be honest, there are moments where I get sucked in, and then I hit a phrase like the ever-expanding cosmic onion, and I just start picturing, like, infinite layers of onions in space.
Well, cosmology is pretty layered. Jokes aside, what this paper invites us to do is challenge our gut-level ideas of time, space, and what's constant. It's not claiming truth with a capital T, but it's a reminder that deep mathematical relationships, primes, logarithms, geometry, could reveal hidden symmetries in the universe.
For listeners, whether you buy his conclusions or not, the real takeaway is that research isn't a collection of final answers. It's a set of weird, ambitious moves meant to stir new thinking. Sometimes that means replacing old dogmas, and sometimes it just means seeing familiar constants like alpha with fresh eyes.
Or maybe next time you see 137, you'll just wonder for a second if the universe really is written in the language of primes.
Yeah, and if it is, I hope the math is friendlier than my high school number theory class.
That's a wrap for today.